The Vietnamese government announced on Monday it was granting amnesty to Pham Hung Xuan as part of the freeing of over 5,000 other prisoners. Such amnesties are often announced in honor of Vietnam's Independence Day on September 2nd. A doctor in his mid-30s, Xuan was arrested in March 2002 after he translated an essay on democracy which he found on the website of the U.S. Embassy. He sent the essay to friends and to senior Vietnamese officials. In June 2003, he was convicted of espionage and sentenced to 5 years in prison. Vice Minister of Public Security Lê Thế Thiêm said Xuân could be freed as soon as Tuesday. Thiêm said the amnesty request came from Xuân and his family. Foreign governments and human rights organizations had also been pressuring Vietnam to release Xuân, who had been the U.S. State Department's highest priority prisoner of concern in Vietnam. In a statement, also on Monday, a U.S. Embassy spokesperson welcomed the release and said the United States remained hopeful that all of our prisoners of concern, namely Nguyen Vu Binh and Phan Van Ban, will be released soon. Binh was sentenced to 8 years in 2003 for writing controversial essays on the Internet. Ban, a former South Vietnamese police officer, has been in prison since 1978 for political activities. Pham Hung Xuan may be out of prison soon, but he has not been entirely pardoned, according to Vice Minister Thiêm. Thiêm says Xuan would still serve 3 years of what he called local cooperation. Vietnamese dissidents released from prison often face years of surveillance or travel restrictions by local authorities. Meanwhile, in recent weeks, Vietnamese authorities have reportedly rearrested three friends in Ho Chi Minh City who had discussed multi-party democracy over the Internet last autumn, and police have repeatedly questioned five Hanoi dissidents who planned to publish an independent political newsletter. Matt Steinglass for VOA News, Hanoi.